So tell me your name and your business, first of all.
Okay, so I'm Colin Lowe from Kingsfleet Wealth.
And what's that? What do you do?
Yeah, we're a firm of independent financial advisors. We're a chartered firm as well, so it means that we've studied extra hard. And we specialise in looking after our clients and looking after their money. So it's putting together the individual needs of each client and focusing on what they need, where they want to go, where they are now, and how they're going to get there from one to the other.
And how long have you been going? Where did you start from?
Well, we're just under 3 years old. So we started in 2010. We started 2 weeks before the general election, where Greece was rioting and there were all sorts of problems going on. But I left a firm where I was working, where I was employed. And so on the day after I left that firm, I sat at my dining room table with a blank sheet of paper and thought, right, where do we start? And within 6 months, we'd moved to our premises, which are in Dedham, and a really nice spot where we could then attract some clients in from there. And we've now grown to the point where we have two offices. We employ five staff and outsource quite a lot of other work as well. And we've really focused on working with individuals who need assistance of all backgrounds, but also working with solicitors and accountants and their clients who also need financial planning support.
So tell me, what was on that piece of paper at the end of day one when you were sitting there at your kitchen table?
Yeah, at the end of day one, there still wasn't very much on there. Because my wife also started a job the same day, so we were sort of, she disappeared off and I thought, oh no, I can't even bounce any ideas off her. So what we worked through was really just a case of how do we become the first point of contact for somebody, and our focus was really on becoming recommended. So it took me 4 months before I employed somebody else, but when he then came on board, our whole focus was on how can we be recommended by somebody else.
So it's word of mouth you were working on.
Word of mouth, yeah. We've tried a few adverts, but I have to say I haven't really had a huge amount of success. So the key thing for us is by being recommended by somebody else, because we find that when that happens, someone comes to you purposefully. So they are actually saying, we want to do business, tell me how we do business with you. Whereas on an advert, people often are just putting out a feeler and they're just saying, oh, I'm not sure, I might do, I may not. But that makes a huge difference when someone comes to you and says, such and such recommended that I speak with you. And we've really been able to grow the business with that as the key driver behind everything.
So you've been going for, what, 3 years?
Just going to 3 years.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself in another 3 years?
Well, that's where the difference, I would suggest, between if you'd have asked me that 18 months ago and now, is 18 months ago I went through a time management process with somebody, and the first thing they asked me was, can you show me your business plan? And I said, no, because it's all in my head. And she said, well, that's all very well, but you need to have something written. So what we did was I took a day out of the office and thought, right, I'm going to plan for the next 5 years what we're going to do as a business. And so we have some very key strategic plans of what we want to do and how we're going to grow the business. And it revolves around a number of things. It's not just turnover. One of the key things that we have as a business is a focus on giving something back to the community. It's named after the primary school I went to. So that we consider that educating people about finance isn't always something that we do for money. Sometimes we do that in terms of a charitable cause and giving that back to people. So that's one of the things on our business plan. Not just how much work we do that we earn from, but also how much work we do that we don't earn from, and also how much we give of our profit away to charity as well. So those are all things that we have in our business plan.
That's really interesting, but at the same time, I don't want to sound cynical about this. I mean, do you find that there's a payback on that by being nice and putting something back into the community? You get an actual financial or economic kickback from people going, oh, he's a nice bloke, we'll do business with him.
I don't know if you can quantify that, but that's not why we're doing it. We're not doing it in order to then get some form of payment back in kind. We're doing it because, again, as I say, that my primary school is key to all of this, because I think that those of us who are in a position to have the knowledge and have the experience and have the expertise have to understand that there's people who can't afford that. So one of the best things we can do is to educate people who are predominantly young, but not just the young, who don't have that capability and don't have that financial ability to pay for advice. So we give very generic advice. I do media work in terms of just giving some knowledge on very clever or simple money tips and money advice. So we try to do whatever we can that is giving something back. But it may have a payback, but that's not our concern.
I mean, you've been going for 3 years, obviously you've been in business for a lot longer than that. But if you had to say to somebody, you know, if there's one thing I'd known when I set this business up, there's one thing I'd known that I know now, what would that be? What would you pass on?
The one thing that I become increasingly aware of is that business is generally very simple. With a business, you have to say what you're going to do. When someone comes to you who wants you to fulfill that function, you fulfill the function, and then you ensure that you've done it properly. And actually, as long as you do that, my experience is you'll then get more business. And I think so often the problem is people promise to deliver a service or promise to deliver a product and it's not delivered. And so what we have really focused on is, one is ensuring we do what we've said to people. The second thing is always communicating. And you only just need to look at some of the big PR issues, Terminal 5, British Airways, all of those issues, that people always say, no one told me what was going on. So we've just really invested time in doing what we say we're going to do for people, and also telling them where they are in the whole process, so that no one is ever in the dark. And we should never be getting a phone call from our client saying, I'm waiting for you to do something for me.